just like go through the process real quick. Just like say what you just did.
Well, first you spray the entire station down with like bleach or some kind of cleaning product. You wipe everything down. Spray bottles, the counter, the machines.
My name is Ron Gonzalez. I was born February 22nd, 1989. I'm an apprentice under Gary Barnes at the Inkwell in Newburgh, New York. The earliest thing I could remember was when I was about 4 or 5 years old, sneaking downstairs from my grandparents' house into their kitchen. They were having a tattoo party in there, and I walked in the room and saw this scraggly-looking 80s metal guy just digging a hole into my Uncle Rick's chest, and he was screaming, "Help me, Ronnie, help me, they're hurting me." And I looked over, and it was just this intense lion that was like roaring on his chest. That's the first memory I have of seeing tattoos.
Clean it up. Then what you do is you get a placemat, you get the protective film, and you usually wrap the ultrasound cleaner. And we always wear gloves, so like, if you're touching everything that you have to use, you're not going to get blood or stuff from the customer on the rest of the equipment.
I chose to do this because I was always, you know, doing graffiti in high school. I couldn't go to college after high school because some things in my life kind of fell through. People I was supposed to rely on couldn't help me out, so my friend was always getting tattooed at this place, so I decided just to go down there and hang out. And I would always ask Gary, you know, things about the machines, how to set everything up, you know, what to do, you know, to get into it or whatever. I asked him if he had other apprentices, and he said, yeah, but they always kind of bailed on him, so I was kind of like, whatever. And I asked him what it would take to, you know, be an apprentice there, and he was like, well, I would need $4,000 up front. So, like, you know, whoever was bailing on me won't bail on me anymore because they have money invested into it. And I've never had that much money in my life, so I kind of thought I was done with that whole career path, but I kept hanging out. And my friends actually talked me into, you know, asking about it. So I went in one day to ask him about, you know, starting an apprenticeship. And some kid came in with a bunch of portfolios and stuff, and, you know, I don't have any of that stuff on me. So I was like, oh, that's it for me. I was all bummed out for the rest of the day, and then I left, went to a show with my friends, and they were like, you know, don't give up on yourself, dude. You know, you got to stay positive. Just go back in there and, you know, see what was up with that. So on our way back from the show, it's like 1:30 in the morning, I stopped in, and I was like, you know, what was up with that kid that was in here today? And he was like, nothing. I was like, how about you take me as an apprentice? I was like, I'm not the greatest artist right now, but I learn things quickly, and I don't plan on bailing on anyone anytime soon, so if we can make that happen, I'd be into it. And he was like, all right.
You get the machine you're gonna use, lay that out. You get a grommet, a couple rubber bands, a needle bar, a tube to put in the machine. And what you do is take the needle and hook it up to the grommet, and then you slide it through the machine. Then you slide the tube into the machine.
Getting an apprenticeship traditionally is really hard because, you know, you have to go to the shop a lot, you know, aggravate people, you know, they take their your money from you, and then they just rag on you for the entire time you're there. They just, you know, you just turn into their little hand, you know, do this, do that, go pull weeds, go dig holes. My apprenticeship is not a traditional one in any means because, you know, my boss takes care of me. He's one of my closest friends. He doesn't rag on me, doesn't make me feel bad about anything. He's always there to just, you know, guide me through how to do this and put, like, you know, positive reinforcement. You know, he set me up with my first tattoo machine to use. It was his old one. So by no means is my apprenticeship hard, but for some people it might be. For me, it's not. For me, it's like the best part of my day.
There's a stencil that you use to put onto the customer to transfer the outline for your tattoo. It's just a guideline. It doesn't stay permanently. There's lube for, so you're not like rubbing the customer's skin over and over again, making them super irritated. And also helps to keep the ink cups on the placemat. Make sure you have your gloves on. And then you just dip it into the ink. No. And you're good to go. You ready?
5 years from now, I would like to say that a few of those years before then would have been spent, you know, tattooing at Gary's with him. And I'd like to go to London, set up shop there, you know, just tattoo there for a while. Everyone always asks me why London, and I don't really know. It just seems like a cool place to be. Yeah, I mean, after all, if you're not dreaming, you're just sleeping.